match analysis.
Hi, this is Ian Chappell for Crick Info. Well, what must be one of the longest days in Test history has certainly set up an exciting last day in the first Test match between Australia and South Africa at the Wacker. As has happened right throughout this game, another fluctuating day. It was Australia, thanks to Brad Haddin, who looked as though they'd set a target that was way beyond the capabilities of South Africa. The Australians, as I say, mainly through Brad Haddin, attacked South Africa, and I think they did that in the knowledge that Graham Smith will push Fieldsman back pretty quickly. Haddin went on the attack, the field went back, and he was able to add some very valuable runs, firstly with Mitchell Johnson, and then with some help from Peter Siddle. But Brad Haddin is proving that whilst he might not be an exact replacement for Adam Gilchrist, he's making the Australian public at least think, well, all is not lost now that Adam Gilchrist is gone. He played a magnificent innings. In the end, he really went after the spinner Paul Harris, hit two glorious sixes down the ground, hit another boundary, got to 94, and then decided he was going to go the hero's route and hit a six to bring up his 100. A clever piece of work by Paul Harris. He went over the wicket rather than around the wicket, got the ball more in towards leg stump, and he had his man stumped. A good piece of work, actually, by Mark Boucher. But thanks to Brad Haddin and some assistance from the lower order players, he'd stretched the lead to 414, and that meant that South Africa were going to have to score the second highest total ever in a chase to win a Test match if they were going to pull off a miraculous victory. It didn't start well for South Africa. The leaden-footed Neil McKenzie in trouble again, out to Mitchell Johnson. Mitchell Johnson bowling that very good line, angling across the right-hander and providing Brad Haddin with a catch to go with his runs. But then, as has happened so many times in this Test match, just when you think that one side's got the game in their grasp, the other one comes along and does something to make you think otherwise. And on this occasion, it was a very gutsy and very determined Graham Smith, and restricted in his play with a very sore elbow, fought hard. Hashim Amla, who this pair had a very good partnership in the first innings, and they repeated the dose. And then there were a few breaks in play for showers that came scudding across the ground. That may have helped Graham Smith getting treatment each time, but he suddenly seemed to get a lot more freedom in his play, and there was a lot more conviction in his stroke play, and suddenly South Africa cruising along, and a century to Graham Smith, which would have given him a lot of pleasure. His record against Australia is down a lot, actually, on the rest of his overall record, but he got this 100. With Amla, it looked as though South Africa were pushing into a position of great strength at stumps, and along came Mitchell Johnson again. He bowled a slower ball, got rid of Graham Smith, and then a magnificent spell from Brett Lee. He bowled a searing bouncer to Hashim Amla, then followed it up with a perfect delivery, had him caught behind, and once again, the game had changed course. And just in the last few minutes, when Australia had to take their frontline bowlers out of the attack, Peter Siddle copped a pounding from Jack Callis, and that has really set up a final day that could be memorable. 187 the South Africans require. They're only 3 wickets down, but the thing to remember is those last 3 or 4 wickets aren't going to net South Africa too many runs. So their top order players have got to get the runs for them. Should be a great day. You would expect Australia to win from here. This is Ian Chappell for Crick Info.
This is Crick Info Talk.